You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you now. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right, and everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we thank God that we can feel the Spirit of God. God is in this place. If you haven't felt Him yet, it's something about you, not God. The other side of salvation, the cross side, the suffering side, the side that nobody run after. Most of us run from it. Most of us compromise to keep from going in it. But Jesus said, you can't be my disciples, and one of his scriptures, except you take up your cross. Not by the week. Not by once a year. But daily. And follow me. Luke 9 and 22, that first verse, saying the Son of Man must suffer not few things, but many things. And not only suffer many things, but he's going to be rejected of the elders, chief priests, and strive and be slain and be raised the third day. You can't keep him down. Through all of this suffering, all of this rejection, through all the characters that plan on doing it to him, they carry power. But he's still going to get up the third day. And we're going to skip down to 26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. A lot of folks not only ashamed of him, but they are ashamed of his word. Shame of his word. They don't want his word. So sometimes they change his word because they are ashamed of it. They skip his word and add their word because they are ashamed. I have some scripture I want to read like I did last Sunday, if you will. Because we're talking about persecution and suffering. And that's 2 Timothy 4 and 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall Everybody say, shall suffer persecution. That's a guarantee. That's a promise. Listen now, shall suffer persecution. It's something strange about this thing. Now, when you look at it, look what's going to bring on the persecution. Godly living. That's strange. Somebody going to bother me because I'm living godly. Somebody going to lie on me because I'm living righteous. Somebody going to dig a ditch for you because you're living holy. Ain't that strange? Look like, everybody said look like. Look like God got it turned upside down. I said look like. But he got it like he want to have it. And that's a strange thing. I'm finna get something else here. A strange thing. Notice who gonna persecute Jesus. Not the folks in the world. These folks are religious. Now, what do you think about us? There's not nothing new, but I just got on this series. I've been told y'all, you know, well, they bother me. Well, I'm going to Lulu Church. Go on over there. He over there too. If that's what you're running from, that's one thing I love about my Jesus. Again, that he don't have fine print. He got it plain where everybody can see it. But we don't preach about it. We don't teach about it.
Go ahead.
Here's something every day going to happen to us, and we don't say nothing about it. It's a daily thing, following Jesus. You're going to catch hell. That's daily. But why don't we preach about it? Why don't we teach about it? We don't want to hear it.
Go ahead, brother.
That means some of you can't take nothing.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But watch this now. See, now but after you have learned and been taught now, I know. When they haven't done nothing to nobody, but they put my name out there on a scatterline, man, and not for me to get mad. Instead of getting mad when I didn't know no better, I'm blessed. So when you know you're blessed, walk like you're blessed. Stop walking with your head all down because somebody's talking about you. Hold your head up, you blessed. They don't want to cuss, you bless.
All right.
I say after you learn. See, when you don't know no better, you go home and wet your midnight chills. No, no, your pillow with midnight tears. What the devil care about you wet your pillow with midnight tears? The devil ain't got no sympathy for you.
No sympathy.
It's too broad and we ain't saying nothing about it. From Genesis to Revelation. And Jesus stepped on the scene and said, it's a daily.
All right.
Caught hell yesterday. I got to get tomorrow yet. Tomorrow too. Well, Lord, when am I have a vacation? Ain't no vacation.
That's right.
No vacation. Yeah, sometimes you go think you're in a good safe place. That's where hell is broken loose right there. All we always remember this, my brothers and sisters. Where people are, the devil is there. So it got to be taught. Where you can know it for our good. That got next to me. He got next, I just looked at that thing now. It because of godly living. Yeah. Wonder why. That's a good question. It because of godly living. Watch this now. A godly life exposes ungodly life. A godly life, a man that lives righteous. When you get next to unrighteous, he showed up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell him, tell him.
Righteousness ain't going to jump on him, but unrighteous will jump on me.
All right.
Because he don't want to be seen unrighteous, but he going to say he righteous. But when he get close to righteousness, you see the unrighteousness is in him.
All right. Yeah. All right.
He go up on the name of being a Christian, but when unrighteousness, you get there and show him up, he get mad with the one show him up. I'm on him vivid and unrighteous. But he said he righteous. You don't care to you, buddy. But he said he right, but I'm vivid and righteous. He said he got the name of being a Christian. But now when I get leave, now he gonna trip me up. Boom. Cause unrighteous got mad with righteousness. You better listen at me. See, a lot of times we think we saved or safe when we get around a lot of church folks. I know I'm at home. So we think everybody come to church saved. Everybody come to local churches are not saved. They go under the name of being saved. But when righteous show up, then they can see their unrighteousness. They get mad with righteousness. And then they lounge you and talk about you to make folks hate you. They the problem. You're not the problem. They the problem. And you get scared and go home and cry. What about to get happen now? But I don't learn better now. I said I don't learn better. I thought about something. If God be for me, who can be against me? If the Lord is on my side, who can harm me? Everybody said, bless his holy name.
Yes, sir.
When you got to know this stuff. Too many Christians wetting their pillows with midnight chill. Started getting home, started shouting, you crying. Too many good Christians come to church because it'll hurt some about them with their head all down. Scared to shout. Scared to say hallelujah. Oh boy. Can I say this? Oh boy. When you got it, you just got it. Don't let nobody take it away from you.
you. Even to sing a song, they ain't gonna let nobody take my praise. Yeah, they'll come at your praise. If you don't know no better, they'll get your praise. They ain't got nothing to say, that's their business. If they ain't got nothing to praise God for, that's their business. But if you live godly, the devil gonna follow you. Everywhere you go, the devil got somebody assigned to you. You better wake up and study the Bible. You better study God's Word. Devil got some ungodly FBI. Some FBI's never been born again. So that's what happened. And especially those who are living hypocritical lives in the local church. They're religious and they are worldly. Cause you live for Christ. Oh boy. Cause you live godly. They're going to talk about you. You show them up. They go to them under the name of being godly, but when it comes out of the real thing, they are phonies. A lot of folks in church, I don't heard them say that to the man. It don't take all that. That's for you, it don't take. You don't know what it takes for me. You didn't wake me up this morning. You, oh, I'm about to get happy now. You don't know where I come from. You don't know what I've been through. So when I come in here, you just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. See, that's what's wrong with so many priests and pastors. They're scared to bring up this stuff. It's in the church. It's in the church. It's in the local church.
Go ahead, Reverend. God bless you.
Preach the word.
Sometimes they think they're hurting you when they don't want to pay you no attention. They the one got a problem. Don't let them get your attention. When the doctor said, you can't get well. Can I use that boy?
Work it.
Nurses have done all they can do for you. Tried all the medicine. You've been out of church 3 months. Oh, how much. And God let a holy angel come through it and touch your body. You ain't been to church in 3 months. They come in jumping. The first things in them devils gonna say, it don't take all that. It don't take it for you. God brought me. If you know God done brought you, you ought to give God some glory and some praise. See, you may not need him now, but you're going to need him after a while. You may be doing fine and well, but one day you're going to need Jesus. You better give him glory while you can.
need him. I declare you're going to need him. I declare you're going to need him.
You're right, sir.
Go ahead, let him. Are you going to need him?
Yeah, yeah.
Let him make fun of you.
Yeah.
God's looking at everything. He watches everything. He knows the heart of every man. So these religious folks, they give folks hell. Some of them never been born again. Some of them just don't know no better, but some of them never been born again. Religious. Paul said, you're going to suffer. See, instead of repenting, the one that lying on you, talking about you, and digging ditches for you, fighting you, and turning God's word around. What happened, they want to destroy you. But don't let them destroy you. You got to stand still because you showed them up. Let them persecute you. Let them despise you. And let them say all evil against you falsely. But stand still. And live continually godly. Because he said it right there. Paul said, you're going to suffer persecution if you live godly. Thank God for Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, always remember, in your affliction, when you're going through with them, remember this one thing. They afflicting not you, but Christ. Y'all hear what I said? See, they're not lying on you, they're lying on who? Christ. Always have your faith in him. Trust in him. And go through what God put out there for you. He ain't going to put you out there if you can't go through with it. You just got to hang in there. Don't throw your hand up and give up. Just hang in there. God ain't going to put it on you if you can't go through with it. That's being talked in the church. You need to be talked about in the church. Folks out there, still a man here. He may not like you. He's like, no, I ain't telling about you. You do know it.
All right.
Don't think about the folks in the church. They hug you.
Uh-huh.
And trust me, kiss some of you.
Uh-huh.
God can deal with them better than he could folks inside the church sometimes.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you, I can't stand it. That's his holy name. She thinks she's something, all that kind of junk. But you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, what you suffer for, you suffer for because you is a associate with Christ. We associate together. They don't like it. They don't like for you and Christ to walk. Talking,
yes,
grin and laugh, you know. They don't like that. So they want you to be like them. Don't you be like them. I'm going to tell y'all this again because it's in the family.
All right.
It's in the family. And a lot of times, family members, I'm going to get to it before I get through with the series now. How family members hate one another.
All right.
I'm talking about come out of the same womb. Can't stand one. And that's it. Can't stand one another. I done been in some family, boy. You don't want to believe it. How family members hate one another like cats and dogs. Both of them belong to churches. And it's in the Bible. Right here in the Bible.
give me strength. You keep on coming. You'll get to it. I'm going to let you see it.
That's right.
Sometimes you're sleeping with a devil. Don't even know it. Bless his holy name. But my brothers and sisters, Paul telling us, if God can give us enough for grace to suffer, can give him enough of grace to suffer, he's going to give us enough to suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, to go through with it. See, he's coming to put no more than we can what?
Yeah.
Don't you never think God going to left you because you're going through your trouble. You stand right there and stand still.
Yes.
Like I said on last Sunday, and see how God going to fix it.
Yes,
if you crazy enough to have faith in God, you'll see God work a miracle right before the eye. Don't take up and ruin. Stand still. When you stand up for right and righteousness, stand still.
Mama.
God will fight your battle if you just keep still. Yeah. Get your Bible to me. Watch old Paul talk. Look at Philippians 4. Brother Luster. 11 through the 12th verse. Oh, y'all think I'm joking. Preaching this, helping me. Y'all hear what I said? Folks in the radio land need to know this stuff. Because folks ain't saying nothing about it.
You're right.
That's right. My Lord.
You're right.
Saying nothing about it.
My Lord.
Read that, Lust.
Not that I speak in respect of one.
Yeah.
For I have learned.
Oh,
in whatsoever state I am, there will to be content.
Yeah. Notice now. Notice. Notice. It's a learning thing.
Yeah.
See, when you go through it, watch it now. See, God first will put you, let you go over a little stream.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Because we used to be afraid of a little, y'all know what a little stream, a little ditch, you would find a little minnows in it, Carl Jackson thing, you know. In a little stream, You know, you was afraid of that. You know, but now, you know, God, you got a little something wrong with you, something happened to you. You stepped over that. Heard of mine. Learning. Yeah. Now you got to a ditch. A little bigger. And you holler enough, he just you got through that.
All right, yeah. Holler enough.
I hear you, right.
Crying enough, he brought you over that. Now you got to a lake. Always remember this, my brother and sister. The one that on the brink, the one that on the little ditch, he on the lake. What we are afraid of, God walk on this stuff. Now we don't got to a lake. Stop and think. Before you throw your hands up, that same God that brought me over that little ditch, over that little pond, he on the lake. And when you learn, now you're learning how to learn now how to get across lakes. Paul said, what? I have what? Learn. Now here come the ocean. He on the ocean. Stop throwing your hands up. Go to God. God can tell the lake, he can tell the ocean, he can tell the river, be still.
Yeah.
It's a learning thing. That's when I came through the little baby thing. Little baby thing. Well, you can learn because of the most stuff on down the road. Yeah. God got some more stuff for you. You better try to get through these little ones. The more down the road. Yeah, you got over the lake, now you're bragging. Oh, you better make sure you learn something now. Come on down the road. If you grow, you got to take some more tests.
Yes,
bless his holy name. Like Peter, them, they thought they had it, but they had it. Peter, he had none, though. Water got all boasted up there, started getting all in the ship and everything. And, But it got to cool and eat. Here's Jesus walking on water.
My Lord.
God Almighty. Walking on water. Isn't that something? They were afraid of water. You would too, I reckon. Wait, I would too. But how can the water not come all in the ship? They got afraid of water. They watched it now. Now here Jesus said, be still.
Uh-huh. All right.
He didn't wrestle with no water.
No.
Shh.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Hush.
What you say?
It got to obey God. And what they was afraid of, Jesus was walking on it.
Uh-huh.
And if he can walk on water,
yes,
Lord, who don't want to follow Jesus? This is the kind of faith God wants us to have. Have faith in me. If I brought you way back, y'all, I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still present. So you got to what? Learn.
Yes,
and whatsoever state I am in. That's all he said. Where will be what?
My Lord.
Don't get all frustrated. Be what? Because I have what? So he's teaching us. So he when you go through your trial, watch this. If you're the child of God and trying to follow Jesus, every little thing you run into, God brought it there for your good. It's for you. It's for me. You think a little nothing, but you wherever you're there, but just stand there and let God. God just testing you. That's all he's doing. You've got to learn that if he brought me over yonder, he can bring me over here. You just got to stand there. I don't care how close it is to you. You just got to stand still and trust God. You got to have some crazy faith.
Yeah.
Can I say crazy faith?
Yeah.
Show me some crazy faith, Reverend. When Peter walked out on that water, he had a crazy faith. Have some crazy faith. It takes some nerve to step out of a boat to walk on some water. Read next, great brother. Bless his holy name. Yes, Lord. Listen.
I know both how to be abased.
Listen to this.
And I know how to be abound.
God Almighty.
Everywhere and in all things.
Lord have mercy.
I am instructed both to be full.
Listen.
And to be hungry.
God Almighty.
Both to abound and to suffer need.
Y'all see that now?
My Lord.
Now, we ain't been Paul, is it? He went through it. Why can't we go through it?
All right, sir.
Again, God ain't promised you nowhere in the Bible that he'll give you a bunch of money.
You're right, Pastor.
Nowhere in there.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll supply your need.
Yes.
Here, Paul. Who can be Paul being a Christian? Nobody. But look what he went through with. He didn't do nothing to nobody. God, when God straightened him out, he got on God's side. And here, Paul said, I know both. Lord have mercy. See, some of y'all been in the world and come out. You don't know but what side right now. Especially some of you young folks, you ain't been through with nothing.
No.
Don't know what to do when you got here and you have little silver shoes on your feet. Born in the best hospital it could be. Never been hungry. Always had clothes. Never been barefoot. Never had no holes in your socks. Never had to put no paper in the bottom of your shoes. You don't know nothing. And you think you're going to be like this always when you follow Jesus. Now we don't run into it. Now you throw your hands up. But I don't bother nobody. Paul didn't bother nobody. Jesus didn't bother nobody. Oh, how much. But
Paul said, I know how to be low. A base. I know how to be at the bottom. In other words, I know how to be at the bottom. And when I got down at the bottom, I went down here, oh, Lord, you don't left me all by myself. Ah. Y'all know how some of y'all cry.
All right now.
At the bottom. Need everything. Ain't got nothing. Hungry. In jail. In prison. At the bottom, I know how to be like that, Paul said.
All right.
We think we've been Paul? No. Lord, have no respect to person. When you said you're going to follow Jesus, the same thing is for you and I.
Oh, yeah.
They could have left it out the Bible, but God said, put it in there. They got to know this too. When he got to the bottom, he didn't go sell his body.
Right.
He didn't go get no drugs to sell.
Yeah.
He didn't go start stealing.
Yeah.
He stayed there and trust the Lord till the Lord get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act crazy. I'm going to stay here and wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, you better have some sense, man. I'm going to wait on the Lord. God promised never to leave me nor forsake me. God ain't going to put you in it if he ain't going to bring you out of it. That's the kind of trust we got to have in God.
Glory.
And then Paul got to talking. He said, now I know how to move better. I know how to abound. I know how to be low. I know how to get up the stairs with a plenty.
Yeah.
I know how to act. When I get up here, I ain't going to act like I'm more than you.
All right.
Got more than you.
Go ahead.
Ain't going to look down on you. Because I've been down there. And when you've been down there, you know how to act when you get up there. So we got a lot of folks up there doing well, but they never been what? Down.
Amen.
They don't know what hungry is. Hold him. But I see some saints in here who come from the cotton field.
Come on, you got it.
I see some saints in here who didn't have nothing, really didn't have nothing. You can hear them old sister get to bragging about God. And I just had 2 biscuits, but I've got 6 children.
All right.
I don't know what happened, but when God get through with that woman, she can go in that kitchen. She can stir up a meal. I don't know how in the world she's going to get it. Then you got a biscuit look like for everybody. All the 6 children come out with a belly full of food. And we don't understand that, but they put their trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. We know about some of this stuff. When it get able, we get barefoot. Ain't got no shoes. I said barefoot. Go all down in ditches.
Yes, sir.
All through the wood, barefoot.
Yes,
some of these children can't walk on the floor now barefoot because it hurt their foot. It's a miracle how God can fix that thing. He know we didn't have nothing, but he kept us from not cutting our feet. No, we had no money to go to no doctor. We cut our hair. We do make a cut. God get the mama, and mama get some set and put down in the soap. And the next day, the soap almost healed. We didn't understand God done all of this. Your mama didn't have nothing, and they depend on God. You put some set in a soul, now it'll blood poison you.
Yeah.
seam when you make a cut. All that kind of junk.
Yes,
and carous oil. And
yes. Yes, sir, brother.
Yes. But this new crowd coming on, they ain't been through nothing yet. Yeah, they don't know about going through nothing.
Yes.
But Paul said, I've been down and I've been up.
Yes.
I know how to act both ways.
Yes,
when they ain't got nothing, I just wait there on the Lord.
Yes.
They ain't gonna steal, they ain't gonna let nobody come talk me into stealing nothing. I'm gonna wait right there on the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
God bless you, Pastor.
In everywhere and in all things, I am instructed.
Uh-huh.
Both. God, I like that both, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Both to be full
uh-huh.
and to be what? Homeless.
Yes, sir. Lord, I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Listen at this. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. Listen at me. Homeless.
Yeah.
Some of them ain't never been homeless. Listen. Here they go. See, in these last days, Sister Nebby, we got to make them eat. Come on, eat your dinner, boy. I ain't hungry. Well, I ain't gonna make him eat. He ain't hungry. I got so hungry, I wouldn't wish you gonna get through cooking when I was coming up. Three bills and snacks. I know somebody know what I'm talking about in here. We ate that breakfast. Now your sister mama said, now don't you just suffer. Bubba, watch us though, boy. We gonna sell 10 cans and iron.
Right,
go down and get some 10 cans. Go to the Mole Coal Yard and sell it.
Yeah.
And get about 50 cents.
Right.
And go buy some Big Moon. Big Moon.
Yes, sir.
Go to Deacon Wilson down there and get a nickel worth of South meat.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go to Deacon, bless his heart, he's going to be the Lord. Now, we go to Deacon Wilson, sometimes we ain't got nothing. We say, Deacon, let me have some Big Moons and some South Meat. I'll pay you. You know what Deacon said, what's going to happen? I said, I'll pay you Wednesday. He said, what's going to happen Wednesday? He know we didn't have nothing. Went to Carver School, didn't have no lunch. But we know Professor Cobbs. Who went to Cobb School? Down there in Cobb School. They all know Professor Cobbs. Ain't nothing. But my mom and daddy knew Professor Cobbs. And I many times I don't went. He in heaven now. If he'd come in and bat me out, he said, he ain't lying. I don't mention Professor Cobbs. I said, Mr. Cobbs, mama said, let me have a dinner. She'll pay you. Okay, boy, go and get it. Can I get happy?
Get happy now.
Just be got to be careful when God gives you something. Don't never forget where God done brought you from. I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, I help anybody. I always help him, for ain't bragging, ain't boasting. Come on, know where I come from.
Mama.
That's what God does. He don't give you a pack of money. Don't give you this and give you that. You got too much already. And you ain't helping nobody with it. Everybody ain't gonna have what you have. Now you already share some of the stuff you got. That's what it's all about.
Mama.
more blessing to give than to what? Receive. Try it and see. Try it and see. I dare you to try it and see. We don't learn. They're going through our tests and trials.
All right.
And these last days, folk jumping off bridges and killing themselves and killing the whole family. Because the job don't shut out on them. Because these young folk don't know what's going through. This. But we don't know. It's a learning thing. How to be hungry. I know how to suffer needs. So we get the children what they want all the time. You just run them. That's all you're doing, running. Little Susie got to have everything. Got to have everything. Mama, I don't want that. Well, don't get to it. Yeah, don't get to it. Don't get. You don't give them everything they ask for. Now they've been brought up getting everything. Now they married a husband, got a job, ain't making but $10 an hour, $5 an hour. And she want everything.
Alright.
Make it $5 or $10 off, you ain't gonna get everything. But that's the way they brought up. If you can't take care of me, I'm going back to mama. Well, hit the road, Jack. Going back to mama.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing the best I can. You just fall. The learning thing here, buddy. Yeah, if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to go through some tests. I declare you're going to go through them. It be tested a lot of time. A lot of time they test it when something happens to you. Don't take it as God mad at you. It's tested. God training you. Because some on that road wasn't it what you just got through with. I'm got to tell this story. Come to me.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Say, tell it, Reverend.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I told y'all, well, I'm got to tell you again because we're hitting that in here. I was on 65. I told you, and I was on my way south. I'm going to come to hit 59. I ran into a storm on 65. I mean a bad one, boy. Oh, you ever run into all that once?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dog, you run into darkness lacking. You can see sheets of rain, paper flying. Everybody's stopping. I was going 65, about 70, 65. And I when I got, before we're parking on the high, up on the bridges, something said, keep on going. I mean, something just, I kept going. But look at, I was doing how much? 65. But I dropped down to 20. Listen now, listen. Watch this. I'm trying to show you something. I mean, I dropped down about 20. And I got, when I got down to 59 and finna go here off of Delta, and I got about 4 blocks from that, and I ran into the sunshine.
Yes,
and when I ran into the sunshine, I looked to my left and looked back. I said, boy, look at that dark cloud. That's when God spoke to me. God knows I'm not lying. He said, see? He was telling me something.
Yeah.
The folks under the bridge is still there.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Reverend. I hear you.
Amen. Amen.
You kept going.
That's right.
It slowed you down, but you kept.
Amen.
You can't park on the side of the road. Come, you meet a storm. If you got to crawl, keep going. And if you keep on going down the right highway, the sun gonna shine. God ain't left you. You just went through a test. He be training you to keep going. Ain't no telling how long the clouds gonna be there. But they still there. I'm under the sunshine. I was doing 65. I was doing. Now I got 20. Now I get back over what? 65.
Amen.
God wasn't through with me yet, boy. He said, every human being got his own highway. He was talking to me. I'm not lying. You got yours. I got mine. Look what he said now, Sister Killian. He said, now, what happened, what in your highway already there before you was born.
All right.
You going to run into it. Like I said, you may be doing fine right now. Doing fine, but if no more things don't die, you going to run. That's your personal thing already there before the foundation of the world. Going through your testing, your suffering, your trial. If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to go through tests and trials. Yes. You can't stop. You got to go on. It slow you up, but keep going.
Yes, sir.
Get scared to death. All of us get like that sometimes. But when you don't learn, when God don't brought you through, you got to know now. Paul said, I don't what? Learn. Never forget when I bought my first house down there. And the first brick house down in Buckstall. Yeah. I just want a brick house. And a couple $11,050. $82 a month. Basement, dining room, living room, three bedroom, a basement, and all that, you know. $11,000. Well, that back way back there. Now watch this one. Just started working at Woodard's. It hadn't been a year since I worked there. And I got scared. Just started working. I hadn't been working a year. My wife, what she encouraged me. Sometimes you got to encourage one another. I worried about her. Look what she said. That's turned the whole thing around. She said, William, don't you worry. We're going to make it. I'm so scared. I wasn't behind on my notes, Sister Wallace, but I went up there and talked to her. I said, I'm even walking. I have a account with y'all. And I said, what you want? Let me get to pull your records. Pull my records. Well, what you want? I'm going to let you know I'm laid off. I laugh at it now, y'all, you know, but I'm scared to death. Well, what you want? I'm laid off. You know what that lady said? Well, wait till you can't pay it. Then you come see me. But I didn't have to go back. God fixed it for me. I read, I know God will fight your battle if you just keep still. You can't give up. You got to go on. The devil bring anything in your mind.
Yeah.
Catalog number 0937.
God knows he'll take care. Look at that next verse. Oh, I want to get through that verse. Hallelujah. That's his holy name.
I can do all things.
Listen to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Which strengtheneth me.
Yes, sir.
What? See, look, no way he said, I can what? God Almighty. Watch this now. Don't look at it that I can just start a walking water. Don't get that crazy now, you know. He wasn't looking at it like God ain't talking to us like that now, okay? You know, jump out the airplane, I'll fly. No, I can do all things. You know? Y'all got to get the thing right. Ain't that right, y'all? Rebels, I can do all things. I'm going to jump off. Oh, you better stay on me. He ain't talking like that. Watch this. I can do all things according to his will. According to his will. If it's his will, I can do all things through him. Not your own self. He's going to do it through me. According to his will. You don't do crazy things. The devil have you doing crazy things.
Yeah.
Look what the devil told Jesus. Jump off this temple. That's being tempted. you know, put your hand on cars, they help things like that, you know. You just greedy. Sometimes you're just greedy. Yeah, you wait on your turn to get a new car. Yeah. I can do all things. Do quite well. I'm going to put my hand on this Mercedes Benz. And somebody at this church right now, you know. No, they gone. But anyway, he told me, he said, the mama went up there and claimed, he's going to, you know, claim this new car. Just standing with the hand on the new car, claim this car. She said, I'm going up there in this car. You know, y'all here will tell you, she tell everybody, she stayed there, practiced up all day. Said, mama, come on home. You know, you ain't going to get that. Come on, please, come on home. Don't do crazy things like that. Yeah. That's being tempted by the devil. Yeah. Sometimes folks just want things. Not the matter of their need, they just what? Want. And if you stay with God and stick with him, he'll give you some of the things that you what? Want. So, suffering following Christ, trial, testes, affliction, anything may happen. Don't be surprised. I told you on last time what Peter said. Don't be strange. Don't be fearful when strange things happen. You may wake up in the morning, I told you, chicken fellas growing out on you.
Yes, sir.
I mean it. I know it sounds funny. We'll go through all, the devil may do anything to us. God allow it to happen.
Yeah.
To test you out.
Yeah.
Just like he tested Job. God said, go try my servant, Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But don't do this, don't do that. He gave him way, he had to do it.
Yeah.
But your job is just to wait on the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trust in God. I'm going to trust God that I'm still in his will.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust him that I'm still in his will. And if I'm in his will, he's going to take care of me. So you're going to suffer because you live God. But Jesus said, I overcome the world. You can do it. If you stick with me, have your trust in me. Don't let the devil, let God doing stupid things and crazy things. And God know, God know, he'll take care of you. I don't know what else I'm going to go through with, but I know he will do it. So hold your head up. Live godly for him. Live righteous for him. Live holy for him. Yeah, folks going to talk about you. Yeah, you're going to be tested. All that's going to help you. But just stand still. The devil wants you to do crazy things. Tip you to do crazy things. Sometimes your friend comes to your house, probably this or that, you know, your note behind, and you know what you're supposed to do, you know. Oh, you watch all that kind of jive. See, God ain't going to tell you to do nothing wrong to get no money. I said, God ain't going to tell you to do nothing wrong to get no money. You know that's not God talking to you. I had a dream. What did you dream about? I dreamed I went to gamble and I got $15 million. That wasn't God talking to you. That wasn't the devil talking to you. And it got quiet. I know half of y'all gamble. I know that. Time to spend your light bill money and I'll come to the church. I want my light bill paid. I'm behind. You going to stay behind gambling. The devil let you win some every once in a while. Now you got hooked on it. Everybody gamble, raise your hand. Let us all stand. It wasn't nothing.